They had a reputation. Could be charming, helpful, could tell you to get out. Look at that mess just chucked in the window. The shop that turned its back to the world. Been here since the 50s when the rag trade was in Flinders Lane. They had a reputation. From the mess you might find that plush fur for the kangaroo costume, or brocade for your wedding dress. Or they might tell you to get out. When I was younger, too shy to go in, I dreamt about this place. Two black taffeta bonnets, buttoned-up leg of mutton, looked me up and down. Behind their checkpoint, ladders, trapdoors, layers of dusty mezzanine stacked with hat boxes, accumulating snarls of ribbons, threads and rickrack, lit up smatterings of sequins, that's how I'd imagined it would be. But they wouldn't let me see their haberdashery and notions because I didn't know what I wanted. Rolled down the window of the booth, not negotiable. They had a reputation. More than a shop, it's an existential crisis. Decades on, I'm still here. Older, fatter, and it's still here. Same dirty bolts of fabric chucked in the window. The sign says, everything half price. Woolens, cashmere, chiffon and lace. A bucket of buttons holds the door open, and two gossiping cardigans, oddly suburban for the Paris end of town, slide apart, sidestep closed behind me. A wet dog rush of musty lint, I enter the temple of mould. Flood-stained walls, humming strip lights, and floor-to-ceiling racks stuffed to bristling with slipping, sprawling rolls of fabric draped in dusty plastic veils. Black spores stick in my throat. I start to wheeze, a tight squeeze between aisles of dirty lace, prickly wool, faded prints, crumpled plastic. As it turns out, there is no half-price sale. It all depends on what you want and how much you want. This tomb of fabric drips with history and disappointment.